One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to episode 3. Don't Make Me Come Back There, a funny podcast about family. Mm-hmm. You've made it to number 3. You did it. 100%. You're acing this test. Thank you so much. I am Dustin Nickerson, the host, and I'm with comedian and producer Stephen English.
Hey, what's up?
With we're both rocking maroon hats. I'm just trying to paint this picture for you right now. We are in Lestat's. Thank you so much though for tuning in. And if you guys haven't already, rated and subscribed and checked out our previous episodes with Zoltan Kassis and Chinadu Unaka, episode 1 with Vicky Barbalek. Really fun. We really appreciate all the community, the tweets, the reviews, everything you guys have been doing. It's been fantastic. And today we have a fun episode with comedian John Crist. Some people will very much know John Crist, and other people will have never heard of him at all. He is an anomaly in that sense. There are very few people who probably haven't seen some of his videos online. John is a comedian and does a lot of content that has probably shown up in your various social media feeds here and there. We did this interview back in May. And we did it in a hotel room after a tour of shows when I was opening for him. And we had a conversation about comedy, but also talked a lot about what his life was like growing up with multiple siblings. Big family, 7 siblings, 1 of 8 kids.
Too many.
Way too many. It's so easy to stop having kids.
By a multitude, actually. Not even just by like 1 or 2. It's like you can divide that number and it would still be a lot of kids.
The idea that we would be at 3... and be like, 5 more.
Almost there. We're almost there, honey.
To be at 3 children.
Yeah.
And not be halfway done is insane. So I hope you guys enjoy this interview. John is fantastic, and you can check him out. He is John B. Crist on Twitter and Instagram. He is the easiest person to find. He is so much more popular than this podcast. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I was just talking to Stephen right before we started here. I was asking Stephen, do you golf at all?
Yeah, I mean, I used to golf a lot when I was in...
Like when it was cool with Tiger and everything.
Yeah, when Tiger came
when Tiger was good.
You know, he's actually from the same area of Southern California, of like around L.A. County where I'm from.
Okay.
And my dad watched Tiger Woods when he was a kid. Used to go see him like live when he was younger. So I didn't play that much when I was little. But then when I went to the military, I played a lot because we get discount, like insane
on the base too, right? And those base courses are pretty friendly, usually pretty wide. I played a couple of base courses. Yeah, that's. I thought you were gonna say like, oh, we came from the same area as Tiger Woods, so like he was really popular in our town. I was like, he's popular everywhere.
Have you heard of him? You've heard of him too?
Okay. I like when you watch it now, and they'll have like the highlight on ESPN.
Yeah,
and it'll be like, you would think Tiger won the tournament.
Just because
it's all like they show, it is a 2-minute highlight and they show 16 of his 18 holes.
Yeah.
And it'll be like Tiger Woods tied for 45th place. Yeah.
By the way, some dude named like Ronald
Watson.
Yeah, who knows? Who cares?
This guy, but Tiger tied for 45th, missed the cut.
Yeah.
Or just barely made the cut. That's news for Tiger. Tiger makes
Make
the
it
cut.
A cut. Yeah.
He's getting good again.
Yeah.
But I was up golfing with some friends. I started golfing because I felt like I wasn't pretentious enough.
Sure.
And I just wanted to pick that up.
Yeah.
Just so, like, hey, you golf?
Yeah.
Do you waste money in 5 hours?
Right.
And I was on the road and I can't. Anytime somebody asks me where I golfed, I can never remember the name of the course. Because if at my level of golf, it needs to be a city course.
Yeah.
Municipal. Or how do you say that?
Municipal.
Municipal. Yeah. It has to have municipal in the name.
Yeah.
Chula Vista City Golf Course.
Right. Right.
That's me. But I've noticed that there's a formula to golf course names. It's like a mid-level course is just two generic nature terms.
River, walk, right. Canyon, yeah, run.
That's exactly
something like
it.
It's always, yeah, canyon, river, river.
Ocean Oaks.
Yeah.
Pacific Oaks. Yeah. That's like mid-level.
Yeah.
And then top.
You can't wear jorts to those.
No,
places.
No.
You can't wear
no.
jorts.
No, absolutely
but
not.
You can wear
city
like
course,
a no
you don't
fear.
Have to wear clothes.
You could wear a no fear like polo and
you
could
be fine. Wear, at city course, you could wear a no fear shirt as your pants. And they'd be like, you're a little overdressed.
Have you been to the course where they, in San Diego, I forget what it's called. I think it's Tecolote, where they let people do soccer golf.
Oh,
like on
yeah.
the same
that's
hole.
That's the lowest level,
that's
I guess.
Like, that's all just jorts.
You know
aplenty.
You're at a bad course when Frisbees are going overhead.
Jorts aplenty there.
A Frisbee golf course that the Boy Scouts put in.
Yeah.
And then, but then now there's a top level, though. There's a top level golf course above two generic city name or nature words. And it's a one percenter's last name mm-hmm. and then a nature term.
Mm-hmm.
For example, Torrey Pines.
Right, right.
Chambers Bay.
Right.
Excuse me, the Chambers and the Torreys will be coming over later right. this evening.
Yes. Oh, yeah. The ones who own the bay?
Yes,
the very same who own that entire bay.
We played a course in Sacramento that was one of those courses I didn't pay. Thankfully, the person playing was, you know, a little loaded and took care of us. And we went by one of these houses because that's like a way to show off your house is on the golf course, right?
Sure.
Like, and they had a vineyard as their backyard. Not
as
a,
you do.
They don't,
as you do. Yeah. Why not?
Not they didn't have a backyard. They had a vineyard. That's next level money. Anyways, we should play sometimes. Probably not.
Yeah.
We hope you guys enjoy this episode.
Made plans.
Smooth
and
segue. Smooth yeah. segue. We hope you guys really do enjoy this. And if you have not already, please follow us on we're not on Instagram. You can follow me on Instagram.
Yeah.
You can follow us on Twitter. We at Don't Make Me Pod at mm-hmm. Don't Make Me Pod. You can like us on Facemick. Facebook or Facemick, either of those
yeah,
things.
Make Facebook.
Don't make me come back there. Also, drop us a note if there are certain topics and people you would love to see us chat. We are Don't Make Me Come Back There at gmail.com. Mm-hmm. Please rate, review, share, subscribe, download. Yeah. You don't have to listen. Just download.
Just download.
Just download. Let it soothe you to sleep right there. Just. All right. Enjoy the episode, everybody.
We'll see you.
Here's how it goes. Pretty much I press play on the podcast, I say bro,
and then I want you to go into your act.
That's all I got. Yeah.
Wisconsin.
What a way to Everybody says Tim Hawkins says I sound like that, but I don't sound like that.
No.
My name's John Chris.
Crushed it.
I don't sound like that. I might sound like that.
No, actually. It's the same thing as the Seinfeld voice, which is like,
what's the deal with her?
Like, all right. What are you doing?
I think that's a sign of somebody if like somebody doesn't have an impersonation of you.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you. That's a sign of like respect.
Yeah,
that somebody can do you.
Right.
Right.
Right. No. So what you're essentially saying there is that people do impersonations of you. You're successful.
Yeah. So if the, yeah.
So since
I'm better,
people don't do.
Basically, subtly, I just try to include the whole how I'm successful. I won't just say
right.
it, but I like to slide things in there.
I'm
yeah,
pretty good.
Yeah. The more people hate me, the like more I'm successful.
People know what I sound like.
Yeah, I like how like hate people. It's like comics are always like quick to say everyone's haters. Like, no, it's not good. It's not good. Like they should be
haters.
No, they're honest. You should be honest people.
Haters.
Honest people. Yeah. I went to your show and I paid $20 for a ticket and I didn't laugh once. Haters.
Hey. But are they though? It's never the act. You were saying earlier this
week.
It's
a t-shirt. It's never the act.
Yeah. Of all the things that went wrong, it's never the act's fault.
Comics love to like say, oh, it was the room. It was the it was the night of the week. It was the this lady.
No,
the,
it was light outside.
It was the lady in the front that yeah. was like drinking too much.
You know how just shows are on December 8th.
It was,
they're always bad.
Yeah. It's the area that I just don't do. It might be. You're not good.
It might be the act.
It could be. I'm not jumping. You know, at my agent,
yeah.
he does not do anything. You know, it's right. my manager. Yeah. They're not helping.
I need to tighten that up. Not the jokes.
Not, it has nothing to do with me as an act. It has nothing to do with that. It's other blame others.
There's no doubt that there are yeah. comics, though, that are also tone deaf. Just walk off yeah. a good set and be like, bro, you just got booed.
What? On what planet were you? Ooh, what? Yeah. That's my, I like it. I just like, those are my favorite. When somebody's like, dude, like, you know, in a comic, always on Twitter.
Yeah.
Crush, dude. Murdered. Killed.
Just the boy who cried crush.
Yeah. Then you like turn up. You're like, oh, dude, this guy, you go to the show. Yeah. I like it when they tweet that, but that you were there.
And you're like,
let's slow down with the crush talk.
Right.
Yeah. Let's, yeah.
I think you should yeah. never comment on your own set unless it's in a self-deprecating way. Like, I like to tweet and post on Facebook the stupid things people say to me after.
Yeah.
Like, I did that one on the show on Friday yeah. where a guy came up to me after and was like, they seem to warm up to you by the end.
Mm.
Thanks.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. You know that's not a compliment.
Yeah, right? That's what I said. I was like, that's kind of a compliment. And he was kind of joking. And then they do that thing sometimes where people are like, oh, a comedian, you can't take a joke. And you're like, man, no, I don't even know you. I didn't even know context.
I'm not taking it. I'm just very insecure.
Yeah.
As a person. It's not that I can't. Yeah. I'm internalizing this. Yeah. That's what I'm doing.
And yeah. I am very insecure. And also, simultaneously, I don't have a context for you to know that this is a joke right now.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have a relationship.
Yeah, that we. I don't know that we're. Oh, like comedians are always like joking. We're like, yeah, but no, no, not currently. Oh, man. There was somebody like somebody came, like I because I like roast people in my show, people
right.
in the crowd or people, and some like this girl tried to like roast me in like the meet and greet line
tonight.
No, it was like last
recently,
week, and it was very like. What's that on your chin? No, your third one. And I was
what?
Just like, what? And then she's like, oh, it's like a roast. I'm like, what?
You know, people say like a joke's never good if you have to explain it. A roast what? Is never
no,
good
I was
if
like,
you have
oh,
to.
No, I just didn't know what you were doing. Okay. And then I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay, yeah, all right.
That, and you're like, it doesn't even make sense. Like the things you can make fun of me, but I'm not fat.
Yeah.
I will say that you are one of the unhealthiest road eaters I've ever been around.
Me? You're just going to put that out publicly?
As you eat Doritos.
I was going to keep that. I was trying to keep that a secret.
We yeah. were here. We've done.
These are fruit snacks, dude. These are fruit. Tell me that. Okay.
Cheese. That's some Wisconsin cheddar on those
Let
Doritos.
Let me read the Doritos. Okay. We got fat, no cholesterol, no sodium, carbohydrates, fiber.
That's got some fiber in there. How many yeah. grams?
Plenty. Your daily dosage.
Enough.
Have you ever like.
Dude, we ate 3 Culver's. 2 McDonald's.
Yeah.
Pete's in the green room. Sour Patch in the green
what
room.
What do you want us to do?
I'm not complaining. I'm just commenting.
Has somebody ever been like, have you ever like seen Doritos and never thought, I don't want to put that in my mouth?
Oh, no. That's
never.
Why you put them a bowl of them.
Never once.
They're the first thing gone.
Never
if
once.
If you put Doritos next to Lay's.
Yeah, baked Lay's. Yeah, have it. They can have it, dude.
People will lick the yeah. dust out of that Doritos bowl before they take
you
one.
Know, my sister used to eat popcorn and then lick the wrapper. She would rip it off and turn it inside out and lick it.
That's
pretty gross.
When I was a kid, I used to I eat a muffin and then I would chew on the paper of the muffin for a while because we were poor and I was hungry. That's not, well, there's only 2 of us.
Can't do that.
You and your 7 siblings?
Yeah, 7 siblings. I got 7 siblings. Yeah.
How many of them are you employing right now?
I mean, I'm not the Hawkins family. I've got but I only got one.
Hawkins Mabry. It's a yeah, dynasty.
It's like TD Ameritrade. It's a Hawkins Mabry. No, I only employed my one sister. But she, I didn't even employ her. My agency hired her. So, I mean, kind of, like, indirectly.
Right.
I'm not her boss, though.
It is funny when I get emails from her.
Yeah.
It's just not just Emma. Just.
Yeah.
And your sister, your little sister, came yeah. to the show yesterday.
My other little sister. Well, yeah. You know what's funny about my sister? My last sister, obviously, she's not married. I'm like, can you please get married? So this will look more professional when you answer these emails. Because when somebody emails like, hey, we want to book you.
And they're like, Emma Chris?
Oh, okay, so like your little sister like doing your booking? I'm like, yeah, yeah, no, no, yeah, it is.
And her picture's in it, yeah, too.
Okay,
she,
of course.
She, well, yeah, because in the... Well,
is
like
really?
Like in Gmail, it'll yeah, show you the oh, okay, picture, yeah, yeah, and I was yeah, like, "Oh, she okay, she did, is in the family."
Yeah, she is that.
It's like a little.
It's like John Chris.
It's not a glamour shot. It looks like a real estate photo. Like, yeah, so, mm,
I
Chris.
Used to have a joke about that.
Oh,
of everybody's business card, real estate are the only people that, that put their face on there,
right?
Because like, I don't trust this person. No, look at me.
I'm
not gonna rip you off. You yeah, probably still are.
Yeah, and sure, usually it does. A lot of time, it has the worst effect. Like yeah, you're like, they're like,
I don't like this guy.
No, I love this guy. This is my dream house.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nah, like just I'll work with a Mark. I don't need to know his name.
A Mark.
I can just trust a Mark. Sounds great. He sounds trustworthy.
Comedians too, though. Man, my picture's on my business card.
I used to have a QR code on my business card.
Oh,
I'm a
gosh,
real terrible person.
It's so late.
It's, you know how, like,
what would they go to if they scanned it? Your website or what would happen?
No one ever did one of those in the history of QR codes.
No,
no one ever scanned one.
Yeah, that's
never
true.
Once.
But everybody had them.
Yeah, everybody. It
dude,
was
you
like got to
get
thing,
that QR code.
Dude, you know why you're not getting the Tonight Show? It's the QR code. You're not having a QR code.
It's so funny, like, when people do that. It's like, if you're talking about how you need to have it, like, you're already behind. When, like, companies right now, like, we got to get our social media presence up. Like, you're too late.
You got to get, what? No, we're already way past
yeah,
that.
So, yeah, so, like 2 years ago, Subway yep, came out with QR codes. And
yeah,
you're like,
It's already done.
Yeah.
It's already way done.
Even when it was big, it wasn't that yeah, big. What did you need it for? Scan this and it'll tell me what?
It'll like go to your website. But your website's also listed on there.
Yeah. It's just was never that convenient.
Or you just Google my name. Or just Google. You know what? If you Google John Christ, I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure the first result is johnchrist.com.
Yeah. Yeah.
I could be wrong.
Yeah. People do that after shows with like, how can I look up your stuff? Just, yeah, you know how to do it.
You know, yeah, what? Yeah. I said, like,
I'll mail you a DVD.
Yeah. Like, you kind of insult the people in a lot of ways sometimes. You
know, right.
This is why. Yeah, yeah, no. If it's not your act. If,
right.
If you crush.
It's not your act, yeah.
They would go out to the bar or the in, or be like, what? Who is that guy?
Right.
Who was that guy?
Hilarious. Yeah.
That was the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen in my life. Who was that?
They'll look you up.
They will find you.
Right.
Or they'll go to mine and they'll scroll back and see a photo of or some. They will.
Yeah. No, I hand out. Some people hand out business cards to every person after every show. And I respect yeah, that hustle.
I don't.
If somebody genuinely comes up to me and I feel like I make a connect, they're like, love your stuff, love it, can we, and then I'll be like, all right, I can tell, I want to make them easy, so my card
yeah, yep
or make it easy. I my card has all the social media stuff.
Does
and the mailing list.
Cell phone on it?
No.
It's okay, because
mine used to, though.
Yeah,
but now it's well yet yeah, so it does and it doesn't. There is yeah, a number that rings
two.
Yeah, the it's a number that rings
don't
to my
be
phone
this guy bro,
it's a Google Voice number, man.
So it's got follow me here, 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 here. Also
it used
text
to it
me,
used to say phone.
Yeah.
And now it says bookings. Like, so if somebody
okay,
looks
so
at that.
They're not going like, to be like, hey, you want to go to like Chili's.
Yeah, but
they're not going to text that.
Yeah, but when I first got it, when I first started doing bigger shows with Tim.
Yeah.
Like, I started to get calls from people.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh my gosh, is this Dustin? I was like, all right, we got to change
oh,
my card.
Is, you're like, hello? Oh, this is me. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's not a good look. That's not if you give a
hello, this is Dustin.
Oh, you're the guy? Oh, yeah. Ooh, yeah no,
I did a show in Dallas once, and the guy called me, and he was like, oh my gosh, this is you? This is unbelievable. This is yeah, great that you're answering, you're doing your booking and stuff. This is so good. I'm so glad yeah, to talk to you. And then he booked me. And then when I did the show months later, he brought me upstage saying, like, this guy, man, he's totally relatable, easy to get
super
a hold of.
Chill.
Da da da. And then
yeah,
he brought me to stage. I go, like, I just want to thank yeah, the pastor for letting everyone know that I'm not successful enough to have an agent.
Yeah. That feels good.
Yeah.
Super chill. We booked him for $30 and G6. Awesome.
That's exactly it. Everyone's like, no, you should have, you yeah, need to get your little sister or something.
Well, we've talked about this before. I think that when I, at the beginning, I made like a Vanessa at johnchriscomedy.com, and it was me, though.
You were Vanessa.
100%, I was Vanessa.
Yeah.
Like, Vanessa does all the bookings. And then But it was 100% because you look like, and then Vanessa will be like, ah, I don't know if I can do it for that price. Let me ask John.
Yeah.
And then John would be like, eh.
And like, you'd like let a little time pass. It's so lame. It's so lame.
Real lame. Real lame. Well, the problem what we've run into with my sister is because she has the same last name as me, right? So they're either like, they think it's my wife.
So listeners of the podcast, Emma, she got a boyfriend?
Sister, I have no
maybe
idea.
She doesn't want us to talk about this.
I'm guessing probably not.
Yeah, Emma.
Hey, John, can you and your comic buddy talk about my personal life on your podcast? We got it.
Dustin's got a picture if you need her to text.
He's going to upload it on his website.
Yeah.
Scan the QR code.
Call back. Here it is.
Scan the QR code of Dustin's Instagram post about this podcast. But one time we did a Valentine's Day show.
Yeah.
I'll never forget this. It was in Columbus,
Ohio. At the Funny Bone or was it a church show?
No, it was a church. Yeah. And we came out. It was a Valentine's Day thing at a church.
Yeah.
So I came out on stage and I go.
Dancing.
Well, as I normally do. My opener.
First 2 minutes dancing.
So he gets up before to introduce me. He goes, hey. Love this guy, super hilarious. Been following him on social media for a long time. Been working with his wife to set up this show.
Vanessa or Emma?
No, Emma, because it's the same last name.
Not Vanessa.
Yeah, because I'm 34. Yeah. So surely I'm a Christian. Surely I'm married by now. If I'm not, I'm worthless.
Right.
What's wrong with you? You damaged goods.
Come on now.
You get it. So his wife's great. They've been traveling together. She's super cool to work with. XYZ. I come out. It's Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
So I come out like, oh, what's up? Valentine's Day, date night. Any single ladies here? Hey, girl. Like, all this kind of stuff.
And they're like, what?
I was just being stupid. Like,
yeah.
Oh, I made this joke up. I go, I asked him how many tickets we sold. He said 937. I was like, somebody must have broken up on the way. That's an odd number.
Oh, it's an
somebody
odd number.
Must have broken up on the way here. Like somebody's like, and so I was doing this whole thing like, hey girl, text me later, all this type of
and
just being
like
an idiot. And these jokes were bombing. And I was like, I came off for like the intermission. I was like, yo, what happened? And he goes, oh yeah, sorry. I told him that was your wife. I was like, dude, no, what? You gotta let.
Like, this guy is just a full adult.
This guy's just a horrible person. Everybody's like, oh, we thought it was like a funny, like, fun Christian date night. And I'm just married
guy. Hey, girl.
Yeah, hey, girl. Text me later. He doesn't have a ring on. What is he doing? Yeah, yeah. Okay. Didn't you say the same thing? Somebody said that to you?
Well, sometimes, like, I forget my ring because I'm like, genuinely like a pretty forgetful person.
Yeah, you lost it 4 times this week.
Yeah, that's the thing. And it's not,
he was like trying to eat hash browns and it felt
take it off and I play with it. It's not a fidelity thing. Yeah. Like it's not
okay guys.
Yeah,
no, they're like, ugh.
Yeah.
What did somebody say to you?
Well, so one of the times because I take it off a lot, one of the times I was on the road and I forgot it at the hotel or whatever.
Yeah.
And I couldn't find it because it was somewhere in the bag or whatever. Yeah. So I'm like, all right, I'm gonna be late if I
keep looking for my ring.
So I go there and I do my set, and this is at the Tacoma Comedy Club. And
can I get the booker's email?
Yeah. Yes. He
who books that, by the way? I'm just kidding.
A woman, like my set, especially a longer set, is pretty pro wife. I say I'm married.
Very pro wife.
I say
the whole set is about my wife.
I love
and
her.
My kids.
I call her a 10 out of 10. Yep. I'm so happy. She's way out of my league. Yep. Calling her a 10 out of 10.
If she was at the show, she'd be like, I like this.
Right.
100%.
I say I settle for her. Or she settles. Sorry. She settles for me.
Whoopsie-daisy. Yeah.
And a woman gets off and goes, why don't you wear a wedding ring?
Yeah.
Huh? You're just out here trying to be single. And I was like, and I remember telling her, I was like, what? I asked her, I was like, what does a wedding ring do? And she said, tells people you're married. And like, I just let her sit. And it was like, what did I just do verbally?
if I was your wife and if I had to choose one or the other, the ring or talk about me complimentarily.
Yeah.
Complimentarily.
Yeah, that's not fine. I'll give you that.
Talk about me complimentarily. That's a word.
That's a theology, right? Complementarianism.
Compliment me for an hour.
Yeah.
Which one would you choose?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go with compliment me for an hour.
Wear a ring, yeah, which half the people in the world have anyways, yeah, and a lot of people ignore.
I'm going to take the second.
Or yeah, go on stage and be like, call me a 10.
Yeah. Call me a 10.
In front of a bunch of strangers. Yeah.
Hey, I'm going to not give you a ring, but call me a 10 every day. I'll take that. I'll 100% take that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyways. So Emma works for you.
Yeah, she works for
and
me.
She does a good job.
She doesn't work for me.
She's a little sister, though. Other sister is at the show.
My little sister. The oh, was it? Yep.
And she, show. What was her name?
Is her Elizabeth.
Name? Elizabeth.
Yeah.
She said if she wants to talk to you or see you at a show,
don't do this.
She has to text your manager.
Come on, dude. You made me sound like the worst person ever. It's not true.
It's a gospel truth. Well, we wanted to talk about your family and your siblings and the big family and stuff. But you invited me to do some of your club dates this summer.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're like, just text me. And then Creed looks at me and goes, text me.
Yeah, text manager. Him. He knows better. Well,
and in my mind, I was like, I'm going to email Emma. Because Emma, she's on top of it, man. She's on but that's top her of job. It.
Yeah, there's other people that you know, the definition of a comedian.
Which I'm saying, any young comedians who want to open for John.
Yeah. Email assistant.
Email info at emmachris.com.
She's her own website now. I would say that the definition, if a stand-up comedian is like on top of it, he's a horrible comedian. He has to be.
Yeah.
Any of this free-thinking, creative, exploratory mind.
Yeah.
You're telling me is going to be... Like Tim Hawkins, we love him to death. He'll walk off the stage. He doesn't know where the green room is. He has no idea. Because his mind.
He used to have to know a little more, but now.
But if it's best for everyone involved for him to think about his show.
Yeah.
You think about this. So like I was like, if we're going to be great, everybody is better off with me thinking about jokes. Writing jokes and telling jokes.
Right.
That's it.
Yeah. Work on the act.
Yeah, all this stuff about like booking and sending W-9. Now, we all had to do that.
Right.
And the thing about comedy is when you grow, at the beginning, you were the travel agent. You were the booker.
Everything.
You were the website guy. You were the merch guy.
Mm-hmm.
You were the travel guy. You were the everything
you're
guy.
The podcast guy.
You're the podcast guy. Yeah. You're the meet and greet guy.
Yeah.
And as you get big, these jobs, you
start to less do less of them. Yeah.
You have less and less of them. So like I was like, hey, we need to, here's who I like to tour with. See if you can get these guys out with us.
Right.
That's about the extent of.
Yeah, because you didn't. Tim, Emma emailed me. Yeah.
What is the conversation between Tim and his opening? He's like, I like that guy. I like that guy. I like that
and then
guy.
It just makes it happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. It's and the act develops more. What I've noticed is, I don't know if this was the case for you, because you had a day job for 6 years, right?
Mm-hmm.
While you were a comedian, and it was just short of that for me, so I quit before you. It was a...
Okay.
You were talking about being on top of it. I was more on top of it when I had a day job.
100%.
Because I had more structure.
Yeah, you're like, I got to wake up at this time.
Yeah, and I was kind of doing work, and then I'd do some work, booking emails and stuff like that. And now, like when I'm off.
You're off.
Yeah, to like go sit at my computer, I'm like, no.
Yeah.
I do it more when I'm on the road, like on a plane.
Yeah, I'll just let me
or like I'm in Vegas all this week. Yeah. I'll write my script.
No, I'm going to come back with a full movie written. Are you though?
And then you end up like, no, you know what's nice in Vegas? The pool.
Yeah, massage is nice.
Yeah. All right. No, Christian.
No. Okay.
Christian like massage. A massage. They like just read verses massage. Over you. No.
It's funny to me, for my, I'm one of eight kids.
Right.
Every sibling, and you probably could speak to this as well, every sibling likes my comedy at a different level. It's true.
Yeah.
It's,
so one loves, one hates, for sure, right?
Well, everybody's on this spectrum. So
right.
You got eight.
So who hates it the most?
Well, I mean, we're not going to get into all that.
Oh, yeah.
You say, so like there will be a sibling of mine that would probably drive like 4 or 5 hours
right.
to see a show. Anytime I'm within the region, dude, we love you, huge, love all this stuff,
yeah.
huge fan. And then there's other that were like, eh. I'm like in their city, and they're like,
you're
dude, like, we got Bible study.
You're like, I'm at your home church.
I'm in your house.
Yeah.
No, please. Yeah. Can I come to Thanksgiving? No. But I think it in a healthy way is like, that's a fine.
Yeah.
That's okay. I'm not.
It would be weird if they all were fanboys, fangirls. Yeah.
Yeah. Or if they all hated it. That would be sad too. But I would, it's never, it's not my, it's like, not that it's your job and you don't care, but like, would never. Yeah, I get it. I've done, 100%.
I think it's true with just family members in general. Like, my mom and sister love the comedy.
Yeah.
But the two family members that I'm closest to, my wife and my dad, who lives with us, they're like, I'm like, hey, you want to come to a show? They're like, nah. They're like, I'm going to record my album. They're like, I've heard most. Oh, so it's the.
Yeah, I've heard that.
So it's the A stuff.
Yeah, okay. Well,
you got any new stuff?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
So, because you were saying this earlier too, like, it's pretty subjective.
Yeah.
So the full spectrum, how did you choose which one was going to work for you?
The one that was unemployed. No, I'm just kidding. It just kind of happened that way. She's like, hey,
she had the right set of skills.
You want to like answer these booking emails, and then it kind of just went from there. Yeah, it's very,
I've always thought I would, if I get to that point, I would love to have my sister do it. Same thing.
Yeah.
She got a different last name already too.
Oh
so.
Yeah, you're good. Yeah. Well, another guy, they don't have the whatever that, I don't know what that skill is. Well, I shouldn't say all guys, but most guys, like, whatever. I get to that email when I get to it.
Now, growing up, were you the funniest of the kids? Like, in the home?
Come on, let's be real.
No. I mean, not all comedians are funny off stage, though.
Okay.
Like, were you crushing in the family? Were you doing videos? Were you
crushing
doing?
Crushing at Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving.
Were you?
I was actually crushing. Yeah. Later, though.
Not like the younger. Because there's eight. You're what number?
Third.
Okay.
And I didn't talk to, this is going to sound stupid. I didn't talk to, but I've heard them on podcasts, Louis Anderson, Conan O'Brien, all like third of like eight or nine.
Yeah.
True. Now Louis was the last.
Yeah.
But there was like, I think it was either Conan or Gaffigan or something like the third.
Yeah.
Is like this, like, I was talking to a therapist. I don't got no problem saying that.
All right. Well, you're in LA.
Yeah. I'm on now crying now. Yeah. Where like
if you spent any amount of time in LA, I assume you have a therapist.
Oh, it's cool in LA.
Yeah.
Well, we're in Green Bay.
Yeah.
It's not cool here.
The other thing different in LA is, have you ever been in the LA when people start ordering their food? It's not Culver's.
Oh yeah, it's not
Comedy Culver's. Magic Club. Like, can I get the kale salad
and then green beans, but like cooked in a different pan
instead of the mashed potatoes? Can I just get some more kale? It's like, it's almost hacky. Like, you're like, okay, we get it. Can I get the salmon without any sauce on it? Really? You want an unseasoned salmon?
Just a piece of fish.
Yeah, can you just bring me a fish to bite into? Yeah.
We should go the opposite way. Like, can you like fry it, but like double? Like
double fry it.
Fry it and then bread it again
and then one more fry.
That's what you should say.
Fry it squared.
In front of everyone.
Yeah.
Can I just get like some flour?
Yeah.
Fry it. And then that would be amazing. I should start doing that.
So you're talking to your therapist.
Yeah, and they go, she goes, how many siblings do you have? I go, I got seven. And she goes, what number are you? I go, I was the third. And she goes, I bet you're like the funny guy.
What?
Yes.
Unsolicited. She didn't know your job?
No, she had no idea.
You didn't have to fill out like a little survey or anything?
Yeah, well, I think it was mostly like, are you sad? And I was like, sorry.
Are you sad? No.
Yeah, like,
then we're done here.
Why are we here? Yeah.
Are you sad? That's answers. Are you a comedian?
Oh, man. Yeah,
comedy's a bummer.
Yeah. But she was like, I bet you're like a funny guy. And I was like, I asked, and I was like, it's true where like the first sibling is, you know, gets plenty of attention, maybe like acts out in a certain way. And then the second one, like kind of still, there's only two kids in the house. And the third one.
The first one all the time is like really responsible.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Very like kind of carry the weight.
Is that true of your number one?
Yep,
yeah.
Yep. And then And then the third one is kind of like, well, if you have three kids now, so then right. if you have another one soon after that, like my brother yeah. is like not even 2 years younger than me.
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of got lost.
Yeah.
And then I had another, and my mom had another five.
Whoa.
Yeah. Whoa. So it's kind of like it was in a lot of ways at my house growing up, it was a lot of like, I'm not making a word of this up. Like if you, like we would all, there's a city park across the street from my house.
Right.
And there's huge woods in there. We'd all go, and we were homeschooled, so we'd do nothing.
Sure. All day. Yeah. Homeschool, more like yeah. no school.
More like no school, build bike ramps in the woods. Anyway, so
for shop class.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah. So like at 6, like 7 or whatever o'clock, my mom would come out on the front porch and whistle.
Right.
Like loud.
Yeah.
That's how she would whistle, exactly mm-hmm. like that. And then you're supposed to come home. Mm-hmm. If you were at the track, in the woods, riding bikes.
Wherever you're at.
Hear that whistle. It would go, I'm telling you, for a half mile.
Right.
You could hear it from a half mile. She would come out on the front porch and whistle.
Yeah.
Everyone would come home. And if you didn't come home, it's like, well, you don't get dinner. I'm not making this up.
You just don't get to eat.
You're like, where is he? There's no go find you. There's no, it's like, I don't know, he's probably playing.
Right.
They just didn't have
or
time.
Like he broke a leg and it's just taking him longer
yeah,
to get
yeah,
home.
He's probably dead.
He'll
yeah,
limp yeah. home, but he
literally didn't. There was 8 kids and meals for, and the, I mean, how many
so if
kids
there were
you got?
5 3? Kids after you. Yeah, I got 3 yeah. kids. 5
that
kids
seems
after
like
you.
A lot too many already.
Yeah. Yeah. When we're done.
Yeah, you have to be.
Yeah, I surgically insured it.
What if you're like, couldn't. What does that mean? I'm just kidding. I know. Yeah,
vasectomy.
Yeah, yeah.
What if you like? I can talk about the podcast.
Yeah. If you're like, I'm gonna, you want to make your wife have 5 more.
Do you feel like your dad made your mom do have
nah,
5
yeah,
more?
I
okay.
Say that. Like if that's true, we should talk.
Yeah, yeah it's yeah, like yeah, I'm no, gonna no, go no. a little therapist yeah. on the air.
But if so, like that's like a lot.
I was just thinking about how. I mean, how much younger is the youngest than you?
The youngest now. Let's see. It was like. It's like probably 38 to 22.
Okay. So that the youngest
every
one is like 10 to 11
kids,
years younger than
kids
you.
Every 2 years.
So
yeah.
I'm just thinking like a third of your childhood, your mom was pregnant.
100%. Yeah.
Or, and coming out of labor and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
ah.
Yeah, yeah.
So by the 8th, your mom, it's not even, it's like, your mom going to have a kid is like your mom going to the grocery store.
Yeah, she's
you're
like,
we gotta go
yeah,
get the
no,
kid.
Okay, we get it. Like she come down when everybody's seated at the dinner table. Like I have an announcement. Like, oh Lord, here we go again.
Another.
Yeah, we get it.
Why'd they stop at 8? That always I always wonder that.
What they say now that they wish they would have kept going.
No.
Yeah, they do.
Does anyone else?
Yeah, well,
wish
I mean,
that.
I look at the last couple kids. I'm like, you should have stopped. Like, no, I'm just kidding.
I'm just kidding, but seriously.
Yeah, you should have stopped at like 5.
Right.
Yeah, we peaked.
Our third kid is our funniest kid so far.
That's what I'm saying. So you got to have 5 more to become a comedian.
Yeah. The first, I mean, my kids are still young.
Yeah.
You know, but she's our most natural extrovert, too.
Yep. Yep.
Like she's goofy, silly.
Yeah.
Writes songs, tells funny stories,
yeah.
you know, loves telling jokes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
your first does.
Yeah. No, yeah. No, my youngest does.
Okay, yours,
the
yeah.
third one, the number 3,
yeah.
is the funniest one.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one, I mean, so far, you know, Dynamics, he's, you know, gets great grades. He's very responsible for
yeah,
the most
yeah,
part.
Yeah, yeah. yeah
you
yeah.
know, the second one, Gloria, my favorite, is She is the reason that I joke about her being my favorite is she is the most like me.
Okay, yeah,
and that's
yeah.
like she's pretty like creative, but she's also kind of like naturally more introverted. Like she
yeah.
has like with her friends, she
yeah.
crushes.
Oh yeah, she's killer.
But she's not gonna
yeah.
work a party.
Yeah, she's not coming out.
Yeah,
out yeah. of the group.
But you're naturally more extroverted, even than a lot more.
I don't think so.
No,
I wouldn't call myself an extrovert.
Right.
No.
Like but I you say, were with the well, you were with the family. That's what I mean. Like you
yeah, within my family, I
yeah,
played
yeah,
that
yeah.
role. Yeah, now not now.
No, when you and I went to that restaurant last night, and there were a bunch of college students there, we're
yeah.
like, we gotta go.
Why are we here?
Right,
we should not be here at all.
The comedian is so unique, and that we're like, you know what? Let's go be with 1,000 people.
Yeah,
and then go back to our hotel rooms
and
by ourselves,
alone, for the next 22 hours, and I'll see you.
And
if
so when people are
leave,
like, you want
to
go out after this? You're
nope.
like, nah, you're literally describing the thing I want to do the absolute
least. Like, hey, I'll meet you at 5 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
in the lobby tomorrow for the show, I will show up at like 5:12. They're like, I can't. It's too early. I can't. Because you think about it, you get like all your like, if a normal person gets up, talks to their roommate, goes to the office, has a staff meeting, has a lunch meeting
right.
with a friend, gets off work, goes to the gym, chats with their buddies there, goes to, let's say, Bible study or something like that. Like, we get all of that conversation in an hour.
Easily.
We just put it all into, we're talking to a huge group, talk to everybody for an hour, and then we're done.
Yep, and they don't even, and we don't hear any words from
for
them.
The next day, where I'm good with communication.
Yep.
For the day.
Enough. If anything, I'm drained.
Yeah, it's too much. I don't need to, somebody said, there's like a musicians, a lot of time will go on vocal rest, is what it's called, when they sing too much.
Stop talking?
Yeah, so this is kind of like a musician, like, thing that I for sure make fun of, but it said this girl that I saw would wear a sign in like the airport and like I'm on vocal rest, and that's like, that's too much obviously, but I kind of like
just don't talk
envy that.
Yeah,
or like, man, so like you go to like the rental car place or the check-in, do you have like, I just,
it's too much.
And then in the sit next to the, you ever talk to people on the plane?
No,
one time ever.
No, and I go out of my way to make sure that they won't. I'm like headphones in, looking away.
Yeah. But then if somebody, if somebody's like, hey.
Somebody might recognize you. That's a different thing, too.
And then I would always be cool. Always going to be.
Right.
I would never in a million years be like, if I am like feeling introverted and don't want to, I'd just not go out.
Right.
You can be like, ugh, and then go out and then be mad.
And then they give you that thing like the guy at the hotel lobby game where they don't know your name.
Yeah.
They just go, are you the guy from the internet?
Are you that guy? I'm like,
the guy from the internet.
Yeah.
That's the most broad.
That's everyone.
All the information is on the internet.
Every person ever.
All the people are on the internet.
If somebody said, are you, I've seen your photo on the internet. That's every person on earth. Every person. Sometimes, everybody has a different take on this. How do you feel about talking in an Uber?
No interest whatsoever.
No interest. Yeah. What?
No. Mark Norman has that great
zero,
joke about it where he wishes
interest.
You could do an app, be a part of the app where you could just go, no, I don't want to talk.
Oh, yeah.
You could select that before because they get rated on their conversation. I did.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
This happened.
Good conversation.
Yeah.
Good navigation.
Yeah.
Friendly service.
Yeah, so I got one because they say weird because. Like, so on the airport ride to this show, or with the airport to come out here, do you see the story? It was like the guy posted, he was talking. I didn't want to talk to him at all. And he's like, I just got off work. And I was like, cool. He's like, I work at Jack in the Box. He goes, but I've been driving Uber for 3 years.
Yeah.
I've asked zero questions.
Zero.
And he goes, 100% zero. And my girlfriend gets off work soon. And she works at Jack in the Box, too.
Still ask zero questions.
Yeah, I've not said anything. I go, oh, okay, cool. He goes, yeah, we've been at Jack for a few years now. He started calling it Jack.
Okay, you're abbreviating. We're getting down to business. Yeah.
And we're starting at the airport. I was like,
still
Delta
no
2. And I go, maybe I'll see you around. He goes, I work at the Jack in your neighborhood. Because he knows where I live. And he goes, and I know where you live now.
In what planet do you think that's an okay thing to do?
Like, if you work at Jack and you drive Uber, that's the world.
I'm going to come by in the morning. No, you don't have to at all.
And I know where you live now. Cool.
What about, how do you feel about, what do you do haircut-wise? Talk or no?
Well, yes, because my wife cuts my hair.
Oh, you're off the hook, dude.
Yeah.
How does she know how to cut hair?
She learned, man. We're balling on that budget.
Sade.
Dude, my wife is my everything. And I don't mean that in just like a romantic way. Like she is, and I love her for all that.
Why don't you wear a wedding wing?
She wedding wing? It's
Redding.
On right now. She's my accountant. She's my hair cutter. She's my child care. She's my, I don't know. Stylist would almost be like an insult to call her my stylist. Like, oh, cool. Flannels? You're from Seattle? Cool. That's awesome.
Where'd you pick out this angle?
That peaked.
Maybe I think, what if, I wish I could go to get a hair, because I always get a haircut on the road.
Mm-hmm.
She's like, I look up like a barber.
Like Tony and Guy.
Yeah, just go. Just come on. Let's not, and I wish I could be like, hey, let's just not do this.
No. You don't want this. I don't want this.
Nobody wants this. Like, what's? Have you seen any good movies? Where are you from? Oh, I love that place.
I think that it goes to show that we're the minority, though. Comedians have to be the minority because
I don't think they want to do it.
Well, because why would they do it then?
Yeah, I don't know.
Because I think a lot of people respond to. A lot of people have relation, like are friends with their barbers and stuff.
I can't imagine that being the case.
I was going to say this because it, friends it, with it any relates to
person.
Well, the I have 8 friends, and it's not looking to expand.
I'm trying to get. That's, I think Chris Rock has a bit about if you won some kind of sweepstakes, and you're like, invite you and 10 friends. He's like, I don't have 10 friends. He's like, I got 4. That's enough for me. That's I got 3 friends. That's 2 on 2.5 court.
Like, one thing
you
that,
and 20 friends on what planet? If you get past. 6.
Yeah.
As an adult, you're reaching.
Right.
5.
And they're all, yeah, no, mine is 8, and then it keeps 8 weeding what? Down. 8 friends.
Yeah, yeah, if that.
And that counts like my wife.
Yeah.
As one of them.
And some of them is like the 8th person is like.
I could shave him off. I had one bad text.
Like, yeah.
One text that annoys me.
He's done.
Yeah.
Like, if you had to get remarried now, how many people would be in your party?
It, we'd get married at the courthouse. Yeah.
I'm not even
would even know. Who cares?
Hey, bro, do you want to?
I think if you're a Christian and you get married in your 30s, it's a relief. It's not a celebration.
Yeah,
it's everyone's like, finally. Oh gosh,
it feels finally.
One thing that I love about your shows is that because big families, we're talking about the last 2 nights, there have been I've spotted them from the crowd.
Yeah,
from the stage. A family of about 7 or 8 plus.
Yeah.
7 of the 8 loving it.
Loving it.
There is one teenager there.
Over it.
Hates it. Does not.
You spotted this person in both of my crowds?
Both shows.
Yeah.
This guy,
and look at this guy. He hates John.
And it's the kid that I can tell hates all things church.
Yeah.
Because last night they were wearing a Metallica shirt. Yeah. And tonight he was wearing a Nirvana shirt.
Yeah, same kid.
2 different cities. Dark hair, bangs over the eyes, looking
so
down.
Stupid.
2 nights ago, had headphones in during our sets.
Oh, what? If I would have known that, I would have lost my mind. Good thing I didn't see that.
Because comedy, comedy is subjective and your family breaks down. So your big family having different taste of your comedy.
Yeah. You know what I need is for that whole family to be like, we hate John Christ, and then that's when I get that kid. That's when that happens.
They won't,
when the dad goes, I hate John Christ, he's too much, this and this, that's when that kid
And that kid
me.
Is like, I don't like Christian comedy. Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Okay.
I only like Cat Williams. Yeah. Cat Williams wouldn't be his Williams, choice. No. Who would be his choice?
Maybe
if he likes Nirvana.
Know. Somebody like, I like Dane Cook.
I only love Doug Benson.
Yeah, there you go.
Who we also like, but
we like everyone. I like everyone. Yeah.
So you were talking about like sibling dynamics and stuff. So everybody kind of comes out. The third kid comes out funny, but
do you have to just say come like
comes out.
What?
Yeah. Like, pops out.
Describe the birthing process.
Do you need to?
No, I got it. Do you need to act it out?
I know you're not married. Do you want me to?
No, I don't know how. Totally how. It works.
I just had the talk with my son, I can have it with you if you want. I think I told
I got
you about
it.
That.
Third kid comes out.
Third kid comes out funny. The oldest kids, though, that's the stereotype. Like you're raising the younger kids at a certain point, right?
Yeah. Well,
and you're also starving for attention.
100%. Yeah. I including now.
Yeah, exactly.
Everyone else kind of graduated along, and like I'm still like the kid.
I wonder if like since your parents know you're doing well, they're like, hey, listen, we got to focus on the other 7.
Yeah, this is that. Yeah,
this guy's John's set. But then if you're not married, then they're really concerned.
We just had this conversation because I was living at my house for the Winter Jam tour because I was
with your parents.
Yeah, I was living at my parents' house for the last 3 months,
mm-hmm.
and it was like living in the basement.
Right.
And my other brother and his wife and their child are building a house.
Mm-hmm.
So they moved in.
Oh, my gosh.
And what happened is like after meal, like my brother that's married and has a child, like when my dad was gone at dinner, he would pray. And also,
and this is younger or older?
My younger brother.
Younger brother.
And also, like after meals, like he would like be he would like do the dishes.
He took the head of the household.
Yeah, because he's married.
Right.
So and he was joking around with me. He's like, nah, dude, I'm like married. I gotta do like more stuff now.
Yeah.
Like I gotta. I'm like, you're 34 and single.
Yeah.
No one is expecting anything. They're just happy you're alive.
They're just surprised you're not still drinking Mountain Dew.
That's like, it. I mean, like... I am, but not in front of them. I just like, hey, can we? Like, they're like. He like woke up at like noon. Like, dude, he's like a single.
Right.
He's like working.
What'd you say, the one poster you have at your head?
Like an Animal House poster. They were like, yeah, that's fitting. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it seems like, so so every time we have like a family, like a Christmas photo or something mm-hmm. like that, me and my youngest sibling and the sibling right above, they're both single, but they're like in their like early 20s.
Right.
And me. And they all get together like singles photo because we're the only three people left that are single. It's like, I don't want to be in this photo. It's cool for you. It's not cool for me.
You're like, but guys, I have a 401k.
Yeah.
You're
so, like, but they do like my parents would like when I leave or like if I go out of town, they were like, my dad would be like, here's $20 like,
to you.
Yeah. Like get yourself a nice meal. Because it's like some assumption that like. There's no requirements of me as a human.
So right now, 3/8 of the kids are single.
Yeah.
5/8 married.
Yeah.
And the other two are the two youngest.
Yeah.
And number me, the third oldest. He's the funniest and the singlest.
But it's interesting that now, like, Tom Wilson, I think we've had this conversation, the comedian,
mm-hmm.
Tom Wilson, he's like, you were like the cut up, like, kind of idiot, kind of. In let's say in high school and growing up
right.
and in college, maybe like the goofing off, didn't really care about grades, didn't really care about
right.
a resume, didn't ever really put any kind of thought into anything like that. And now it drives people crazy. We're like, how did that guy get around the system?
Yeah, now he's successful.
The nine, I would say... The 9 to 5, get up at
right.
8, go get coffee, go put on the tie, have the staff right. meetings, make the calls, come home.
Sure.
How did that guy, of all the guys, of right. all, how did that guy get around the rules?
It seems unfair.
And I've told this before. Me and my buddy Isaac, who was at the show last night,
right,
and our other buddy, one of my three best friends in. High school,
right?
We're not particularly not in good grades, not terrible grades. We're like B's, C's, and B's,
right?
All but we like played sports, loved it, loved hanging out. Could talk to our teachers. We're like cutting up, pulling pranks on people,
right?
And they were constantly teachers and everyone would constantly be more like this guy that the 4.0 guy,
yeah,
valedictorian guy. Turned into homework on time guy, and now we
right
now we love it so much because that guy they all try to get us to be like currently works at Target, and it's the best day of our lives.
Yeah, I think even more so. So there's all the cool kids,
yeah,
in high school, like not so much the smart kids, at least in my school. A lot of the cool kids, the jocks,
yeah,
the prom king,
not the smart kids,
yeah, because the smart kids a lot of time find their way,
yeah,
because they're smart,
yeah.
But like when I look at my like high school, I'm like it's very few of the cool kids. It's a lot of the nerds
that are what successful.
They are successful,
yeah.
You know, it's a lot of the nerds, or it's a lot of like. People who just kind of were doing their own thing even back then.
And you were like, oh, that guy?
And that's what you're describing, though, is exactly what I said, the same thing. It's just that people who a lot of time find their way in like an own unique thing are just committed to doing it their own way.
Like, I'm good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, I see this for what it is.
Hey, football game on Friday night? Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I'm not going to drop out of school. We were talking about different like YouTube sensations. Like,
yeah.
Look at the Dude Perfect guys.
Yeah.
We're Dude Perfect and we print money now. Like, that's the slogan, essentially. Like, those guys.
That's what they do.
It's killing it.
Yeah.
Trick shots and money printing.
Yeah, that's what they do on their free time.
Yeah, or like the Impractical Joker guys.
Yeah.
Just, and they couldn't be
what
more.
What were they doing in high school?
They couldn't be more,
yeah.
You know, more successful. What about the Jackass guys? you know,
100% success.
Jack bleep, if yep. this is from the Christian audience.
Well, you think that the what you said on the way back here, like the line between brilliant and idiot.
Yeah, that's the Spinal Tap line. The line
is very thin.
It's a very fine line between clever and dumb.
I feel like that's
like a life thesis. Yeah. That's gonna be on my stinking gravestone.
Everywhere. Well, you think so? I think of Kim Kardashian.
Right.
Clever or dumb? Genius.
Right.
Genius.
Because
you can't arrive. You can't get to that level. You do realize that, like, to make a TV show and to have fashion shoots and to, you
right.
She has a call time at 4 a.m., but that's not the side of her that anyone sees.
No.
It's a, I don't know.
Right.
Like, but she's not an idiot.
Right.
You know, I can barely handle this level of life. And I got to get up and I got to make radio yeah. calls sometimes. You don't yeah. think a woman running a million... She's not an idiot.
Right.
She's not. I guarantee
you. Even if she has a certain portrayal.
And we look like, I'm a comedian. I come across as like an idiot.
Yeah, like, that I guy's agree with an that.
Idiot. Yeah, yeah, thank you. You're like, oh. You're like, you couldn't go with the Kim bit, but you're like, yeah, John Chris? Yeah, yeah. No, I get on board with that. Yeah, for sure. Or like you, like, it's not, he's not a, like Larry the Cable Guy. I'm right. trying to think of, some kind of comics you think of him as intelligent and smart, and it's a good bit, like a, some comic they think is dumb.
Right.
He's not dumb.
If it's working.
He's not dumb.
They figured something out.
Yes.
Yeah.
Or like, I don't care who you, like, that person with that, even if you want to trash on like Jake Paul or something. Like,
right.
I don't think he's dumb at all.
Right.
And to have that
think
kind of.
That was dumb.
He made a poor choice.
Yeah.
He's not dumb.
Yeah.
I think that guy's a genius.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's not, maybe it's not for you.
Right.
For you, like Kim Kardashian, the Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the show
that's
is
not for me.
For me. Not no. for me.
But you respect it.
100% I yeah. respect it. Like, man, that it takes a, and if you're going to run, if you got a, you have a clothing line, they have stores.
Right.
I went with one in Vegas. I walked past it as a store. There's
you didn't a, go in, I walked past
well,
it.
Well, yeah, there's makeup lines, there's right. magazines, there's.
Everywhere.
You're not lazy.
Right.
A person cannot be lazy and do that.
No.
You cannot. I'm like, I don't think that's... They're like Kanye West.
So, yeah.
People think it's insane.
You have a portrayal, so even of yourself, of like, hey, yeah. this thing might look like I'm dumb and lazy.
No.
But obviously not.
The 100% opposite.
Right. Well, I've said this... We were saying this earlier, like, you and I both got, like, about 10 hours of sleep last night.
100%.
You're going to work on...
Yeah, maybe 11.
You're going to work on... what are you going to get tonight? Two.
Probably two.
If that.
Yeah.
Because
yeah,
on
yeah.
any given day, a comedian has the most or the least amount of sleep of
yeah,
anyone
you,
you know.
One or the other.
What
yeah,
we don't get is between 6 and 8 hours.
Never.
It's yeah. less than 5 or more than 9.
I got into the REM cycle.
Yeah. I've never even been in it.
Nah, never. I don't even know what it is.
That's my favorite band from the 90s, REM. Yeah. That's what we're talking about? No.
But to make like a joke of about something that everyone else thinks is trivial.
Right.
To make humor from that.
Right.
You have to be, I'm not complimenting myself, I'm complimenting other, you have to be, your intelligence has to be so far up here.
Right.
That you can come down and deconstruct it.
Right.
And then communicate it to a people in a way that's humorous.
Sure.
And they're like, I've never thought about right. it like that. Smart
well,
people.
Well, and I think what a lot of people do see in comedians too, though, and I was going to ask this as translated, is like the hustle.
Yeah.
You know, like there's no, like you, there's very few exceptions of like people who just kind of lazily stumbled their way into being a successful artist of any
yeah.
type. So
yeah.
thinking about the 7 siblings,
okay.
And without naming names, is it like, you know, you're kind of grind or find your own way? I mean, did everybody come out different as far as work ethic and desire? And were some of your siblings the valedictorian types and
yeah.
nature nurture
yeah.
type? Or
well,
because everyone it, you can have the exact same environment, but birth order and
yeah.
personalities, it can come out totally different. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone had, I feel like everyone in had this, grew up with the same desire for
attention?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I was going to say recognition.
Right.
Attention or approval.
Like from your folks? Or just in general?
That's the if like my dad would have like played catch with me as a kid, I would never be a comedian. That sounds sad. But
yeah,
it's true though.
That makes me feel so happy that I do play catch with my kids, so they'll never have to be a comedian.
No, they won't have to be comedians. Yeah.
Because you should only be a comedian if you have to.
Well, yes. And if you wouldn't, if you were like, hey, there's 1,000 people in Waukesha, Wisconsin that they've all showed up here that I'm going to make them laugh myself for 2 hours. You are an insane person.
Well, I did 20 minutes of it, buddy.
Or like two. Okay, yeah, okay, yeah.
Gosh. Man.
We're going to make them laugh for 2 hours.
Right.
Are you? What? No one in that crowd has that need.
No. Only 2 people in the building do.
Only 2 people in the state.
In the state.
Yeah, is me and you.
Yeah.
Like, why would you need, what do you need to do this for? Why? Mm-hmm. And so, like, there's other, I think we've all had the same need.
Right.
But, like, some, I would say, other siblings got that need met, not by being funny.
Right.
But by being musically talented, mm-hmm. athletically talented.
Booking agent talented.
Booking or like financially. Like right. The ability to make a certain amount of income. The ability to. I see it.
They found something.
Something. And I see it in all my siblings.
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing the same thing that you're doing. I'm doing it this way.
Yeah, I'm just funnier.
Yeah, I'm just.
So, like, growing up, is it, like, chaos in the home? Because, like, we have 3 kids, and it's chaotic.
It's 100% chaos.
The idea of adding 5 more.
Yeah, it's not. It's, it was
like, a, that's a daycare.
It's too much. Like, I had a blast. I thought it was
amazing.
I think
1-to-8 ratio is an illegal daycare. I think if you have 8 kids, you have to have.
You can't do that.
You have to have 2 full-time teachers.
Yeah, I think that's where the line. You're like, yeah. You
but I guess the one got old enough.
I got to add a second. Oh, it's my older brother. He was.
He was the 2 day. Right, now we're 1-to-4.
Yeah, we're good. What's the ratio? It's within. The
so band. You loved it, but it had to have been chaotic. Oh, maybe they just every day when you got you just were in the woods.
We're
the whole
in the
day.
Woods. I was in the woods all day. I was like, what were you doing from like 6 to like 14?
Woods.
I was in woods, mostly woods.
What did you do as a child? Woods.
I was in the woods. Yeah, I was doing stuff in the woods. I don't know what I was doing. It was. I mean, not chaotic in a way that like. Dude, whenever we were so like strictly disciplined that like we all dressed the same. They dressed every kid the same.
Right.
1-to-8 really? All dressed the same. Like every time we would go out. I'm not lying, dude.
You guys all had matching outfits.
Yeah, we did. We really did.
That's so impractical.
Yeah, it's
like
ridiculous.
We have to buy 8 different sizes of this outfit. That's not even practical. All right, I need this for a junior high boy and an infant.
Can I get 9?
How do you? They don't usually make clothes
know how they
like
did that.
That.
Yeah, you couldn't even do it.
Did your mom also make the clothes?
Yeah, she sews the clothes. It was so like it was very. So we would go out and like, I remember like. That's why I see some kids like not being disciplined today. I'm like, dude. We couldn't even go to the grocery store and like look at candy. We couldn't even look at it. We could don't even look over there. Don't even look. We don't. What? I can't even look. No.
I don't want you even thinking about
don't
Butterfingers.
Think about candy. No.
If you think about Snickers and I,
no.
If I look in your eyes and I can see that you're thinking about
you're
Reese's.
Yeah.
Spanking.
Done immediately. We like got spanked for like in groups.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did. So like
everybody line up.
Yeah, everybody. So like some kid did something bad, or like my brother like farted in church or something. Like
and you all got spanked.
Everybody's like, "What? You laughed. You encouraged. What? Mom, I wasn't even doing anything. I was just like, nah. Dude,
that's like a football team. Yeah. Like one guy makes a mistake, and you're like, now you're all running.
That's exactly how it worked. Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't look back at it and like am sad though.
No,
I thought it was amazing. It
wasn't traumatizing.
No, not at all. I had the time of my life.
You grew up in Georgia.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
it's amazing.
You tell me Christian family in Georgia. Like,
unbelievable.
I just assume you got spanked.
Yeah, 100%. Like, I mean, I got spanked hard. Yeah, but it was
like the doctor spanking was the first, but your dad spanked you 3 minutes later for
immediately,
crying.
Immediately, yeah.
For like, crying, like just get used to this. Yeah. Spare the rod.
This is coming every night.
Right. Yeah.
But it was always amazing. Like the woods, of course. the creek. It was the woods and the creek, just all day.
Your whole childhood was just woods and creek.
A lot of woods and building like forts.
Someone's like, "What were your parents' name?" They're they're Woods and Creek.
It was Woods and Creek. They got married.
Who raised you. It was Woods and Creek. And you're not even some crazy like outdoors kid.
Those figured
your
it
only
out.
Options. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
Were there like video games or anything later on?
No TV.
No, you guys grew up with a TV?
No TV.
Without TV?
Yep, no TV.
Your whole childhood?
Until I went to high school.
Dude, wait, like that sounds like culty. I know it's not, but you know.
No, it is.
Yeah.
No, I don't think so. No, it was. I think
it's the stereotype of what people talk about homeschoolers, though.
100%.
Like it's like not.
Dressed the same, very close-minded, very.
You had to have a big van.
The huge van, yeah. I would say stuff like I just missed lots of things that like somebody else with this age would know, like E.T., Star Wars.
Yeah.
I just kind of.
Like, do you get my Nelly joke that I tell?
Yeah, no, that was because that was later.
High school,
I'm on board with that. Once you get around to
once you're a teenager.
Yeah, I started.
Well, because they sent you to school, right?
And then I met other kids.
Yeah.
And they were like, this is a thing. And I was like, what? Yeah, yeah. But prior to 12. I just have no. I
so
really, sheltered. Yeah, no. I had no music, no anything TV related or TV shows.
And it sounds like you don't look back on it unfavorably. It's just more like, yeah, this is how it was for me.
Yeah, no, yeah. I don't. If my wife wanted to homeschool, I would do it.
You'd be on board.
Yeah, I mean, not going to do it myself, but you
could. How could you?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, unless you're gonna. Throw him in the bus.
I'm going on the road.
Yeah. Peace. I'm out.
You figure this out.
Yeah. I don't get to make those decisions in my house because I work the road. I'm like, hey, however you want to school.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, hey, what's your plan? Or like, well, I don't do it.
Same reason I don't live in LA. Yeah. Like, I would like to live in LA or even more so, I'd love to live in New York. But my family already sacrifices enough.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, I'm going to move you at a place of hate you hate and you don't know anyone. Also, I'm gone. See ya.
But this is going to be great for me.
Yeah, it's going to be great for me. Yeah. I know you live in a perfect city, San Diego, California, and you have all these friends and church. Peace, we're out.
Yeah. Yeah, good luck.
Yeah.
Can you just move all the unload everything?
I'm going to forget my wedding ring while I'm out there.
I'm sure you'll love it, though. Yeah.
Is everyone still close, the siblings?
Very close. Yeah. And to their credit, everyone does, still uphold Christian values and does love Jesus and goes to church. So that in that sense,
eight
hit the jackpot.
That's impossible what you just said. Yeah.
Where everyone is still Christmas, everyone comes and gets along and is friends.
Yeah, because the stats were 3/4 of kids raised in church usually stop going by the end of college. So your family going 8/8, they need to teach them.
I mean I'm on the road, so do I can't go to church.
Right. That's what you say.
What? No,
yeah, I mean, you couldn't have gone to church today. You were busy sleeping 11 hours.
Okay. Yeah. Would you ever go to I would never go to church on the road.
No.
Have you ever?
Only if I knew a friend or if I was knew the pastor.
Yeah.
And then I probably would but I'm gonna, and then I wouldn't.
You're like, I, and then you're like,
I've said I'm gonna do that so many times. When I go back home to Seattle and I'm like, hey, I'm gonna, and I'm like, because my friend's church, he's the pastor. And I'm like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna. I'm going to sleep.
I'll be there.
Well, it's,
and then you're like, wake up. Like,
after a show, what time are we really going to bed? 2?
Something like that.
3?
And not doing it. Yeah.
Not going to
3 a.m.
Well, it just depends.
Yeah.
Depends.
No, because you naturally.
I like when you called me out earlier on staying on West Coast time.
Oh, yeah. Okay, listen to this. Okay, we're in Wisconsin, and this guy goes, you know what? I've just been doing this for my family. he goes, I've been trying to stay on West Coast time. What does that mean? He's like, well, you know, I just stay up till 3 in the morning, and then I sleep till noon. I was like, oh, what a saint. You're doing this for your family? What a nice guy.
He's just made it sound so heroic.
He's like, I want to go to bed, but I'll stay up for the kids.
I'm just suffering.
And then he wakes up, looks over at his alarm. Looks over at the clock. It says 10:30. He's like, I gotta go.
I missed the 1 p.m.
I gotta go.
The 1 p.m. lobby call today.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I woke up and I got up and I was like, oh, I should lay back down.
Yeah.
And then I woke up to your text at 1:03.
Hey, dude, you gotta go.
All right, let's wrap this.
Let's wrap this up. Anyway, thanks. Yeah, dude, it's good times, man.
Yeah, let's good times. Again. Thanks for doing this.
Sade.
All right, thanks, dude. All right, peace. Brother. Thanks for tuning in, everybody. If you have not done so already, please rate and subscribe. Follow us on all the social medias and share with all of your friends. Also, if you want to shoot us a note, you can email us at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com. Also, if you enjoyed this episode and you have not done so already, please go back and listen to all the episodes we've done before. Thanks so much, everybody.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
You have 5 new messages. Hey, Carl, it's Jen from Finance. Could you submit your expenses this week? Hey, Carl, happy Friday. It's Jen, Finance. Just need those receipts today. Me again, Carl. Really need those receipts, like last week. Please just tell me where they are. Are you by your desk right now?
Finance teams, you shouldn't be chasing down Carl or anyone else. With Ramp, expenses are sent with a text and reminders happen automatically. Switch your business to ramp.com today and love finance again.